Ruth, how long have you been in this game?
We first owned dogs in 1976. We bought our first dog, or our first dog won in 1976.
And that dog was? Put you on the spot.
Eddie Glomer. Yes.
Now, you started off as an owner.
That's right. My uncle trained dogs for us then.
And your uncle?
Kevin Johns. He was a leading trainer in New South Wales. He's retired now. He's in his 80s, but he's still around.
So you still go to him for some advice at times?
When I catch up with him, yeah.
Okay. Well, over the years, you must have had some decent dogs.
We've won two Group 1s, two Group 2s and two Group 3s.
And the Group 1s?
We won with Bit Chilli, the National Sprint in Melbourne a couple of years ago, and we won with World Park Ned National Derby at Wentworth Park.
Okay, and the Group 2s are just...
The Group 2s we won with Kedaz Millie, the South Australian Oaks, and Faithful Love won a Peter Mossman.
Well, Faithful Love obviously was the one that you tried to win the Hobart 1000 for
That's
the first
right.
time.
That's right.
And ran down the track behind Superman. Drew the pink that night, didn't it?
The black.
The black, yeah. Close. All right, Hurricane Luke. Now, obviously, you pegged this race out quite some time for him because it's a U-turn track.
That's right.
You've managed his injury.
So I would imagine that
if he wins this, is it a race that you've, a lot of people have always wanted to win a Hobart 1000? It's the longest-lasting group race in Australia.
No, it is. It's a race that's always, you always sort of respect the dogs that win it, I think. Yeah.
All right, well, all the best, and let's hope that Dick Maddox's name goes down the record books as the trainer of a Hobart 1000 winner.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Ruth.